I want you to imagine a man has just bought a new radio. He just loves to turn on the radio, and this is what happens when he turns it on.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to take a musical trip to Manhattan, play some games, be miserable, and do some scatting. Last week I played Manhattan by Rodgers and Hart. Well, this week we're going to take another musical trip to Manhattan, beginning with Cab Calloway.
We'll be right back. traffic roaring in my ears confirms my fears. I'm in my flat in Manhattan. My vacation days are in the past. They went too fast. Why couldn't they last? Gee, it's Monday in Manhattan. With it ends my holiday. I hate Monday in Manhattan when my heart is miles away. Streets of leaning towers seem to be my only view. But I'll close my eyes for hours and I know that I'll see you. Then the pavement changes into a wooded glen. You're in my arms again. And it all seems so real till the skyline of steel shouts it's Monday in Manhattan. Better wake, your dreams have flown. Gee, it's Monday in Manhattan, and it means that I'm alone.
Thank you.
Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, October 10th, 1929, and Manhattan Rag. That was composed by Hoagy Carmichael with Bix Beiderbecke in mind, but the cornetist was Andy Sechrest, who Paul Whiteman had hired in early 1929 to play when Bix was unavailable or unable to play. That little wah vocal effect in there was by Joe Venuti. Before Manhattan Rag, it was Manhattan Serenade, played there by Billy Cotton and his band on October 26, 1935. Manhattan Serenade was originally written as an instrumental by Louis Alter on a commission from Paul Whiteman, but there are words which were written by Harold Adamson, and Manhattan Serenade became the theme song for the radio show The Easy Aces. Before that, it was Richard Hember and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra and Monday in Manhattan. The vocalist on that June 19, 1935 recording was Stuart Allen. Monday in Manhattan was written by Richard Hember with Elliot Grenard. Elliot Grenard also wrote To Be or Not to Be in Love with Allie Rubel. And we started off our little musical trip to Manhattan with Cab Calloway on March 17, 1937, and his composition, Manhattan Jam. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Denise Vickers' show here on KISL, called Double Shots, is heard Wednesday afternoons from 4 to 6, and if you're not a regular listener, you should be. A couple of weeks ago, I was in the KISL studio during a portion of Denise's show, and we got in a discussion about scat singing. Scat singing is defined as vocal improvisation using non-lexical vocables or nonsense syllables, and Denise mentioned that one of her favorite artists is Ella Fitzgerald, generally considered to be one of the greatest scat singers in jazz history. There are lots of others, of course, including Louis Armstrong, Cab Calloway, and even Cliff Edwards, whose particular brand of scatting, using his voice to imitate an instrumental solo, he called effin'. So here for Denise is a scattin' set, beginning with Louise Wallace, who is scattin' at the Kit Kat. We'll be right back.
When your sweetie tells you that it's gonna be all okay, just scat and skeet and hidey-high and scat-a-lad-a-day. When you feel like shouting, advertise it in this way. Just scat and skeet and hidey-high and scat-a-lad-a-day. Say, don't you give a hang which words you use at a time. Sing that silly language without reason or rhyme. When you face the preacher, there is only one thing to say. Just scat and skeet and hidey-high and scat-a-lad-a-day.
Thank you. diddy boop diddy. Don't do that thing.
Well, there's someone you don't generally identify with scat music, Fred Hall with Louder and Funnier. That was Fred Hall's jazz band from a Banner 78 made October 11th, 1928. Louder and Funnier was written by Joe Sanders, and in fact the Coon Sanders original Nighthawk Orchestra had recorded it nearly a year earlier on December 13th, 1927, but without the scatting. You almost didn't get to hear that because it's from a CD on the Renovation label, which is part of a huge stack of CDs that have yet to be entered into the database so that I know what's on them. Before Fred Hall, it was McKinney's Cotton Pickers, with the vocal by George Thomas, reed man in the band, and Cotton Pickers Scat, written by William McKinney, leader and drummer in the band, and arranger and reed man Don Redman. That recording is from July 31st, 1930. Before George Thomas was someone else you don't generally associate with scatting, Dick Robertson and the Scat Song from June 12th, 1932. The Scat Song was written by Cab Calloway, who recorded it twice himself, once for Brunswick in 1932, and again for Victor the following year. That was the Gene Cardos Band, credited on the label of that Crown 78 under the pseudonym of Joel Shaw and his orchestra. There really was a Joel Shaw, however, a pianist who had known Cardos since 1925, when they were both on the Keith Vaudeville circuit. We began that scat set with Frank Daly and his orchestra with Louise Wallace, who were scatting at the Kit Kat on May 10, 1937. Violinist Frank Daly was born in Bloomfield, New Jersey in 1901 and led a number of bands from the mid-20s into the 1950s, including his Stop and Go Orchestra. He owned the Meadowbrook in Cedar Grove, New Jersey from 1931 to 56, one of the premier ballrooms of the era, and venue for Daly's television show Music at the Meadowbrook, an hour-long program of big band music. Unfortunately, I didn't have any luck finding out anything about Louise Wallace. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Somehow, in that same conversation with Denise Vickers about scatting, we got to talking about songs having to do with misery. So here's a miserable set of Rapidly Rotating Records, beginning with Jimmy Noon, who's got a misery. Thank you.
Trust another now. It's suicide to think and think. That is why I drink and drink. Misery, misery. That is all love has ever given me. You'd cry too. One sweet song till that heartbreaking day. Some no good came along and stole my man away. Deep blue sea, blue like me, soon be bound there to drown my misery.
Oh, Missouri, misery.
Misery, misery.
tried for digging gold up in Alaska.
No good.
Old Missouri gal, she voodooed me. Tried to burn my bridges in Nebraska. Through the golden horn, her eyes I see. No rest,
no rest,
no sleep,
no sleep,
no dreaming.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
Oh, nothing you can do but hop a choo-choo to Missouri when you got Missouri misery.
And toss all night, wondering if you're really mine. Sweet misery of love, the torment when you really care, the jealous fear of losing you, are tortures that I love to bear. The joy that fills my aching heart, I never could explain. The loneliness when we're apart is such exquisite pain. Sweet misery of love, I'd gladly pay my whole life through. The penalty of loving you, sweet misery of love.
Thank you.
We haven't heard from Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians in a while, but there he was with Brother Carmen providing the vocal on Sweet Misery of Love, recorded in Chicago on July 2, 1936. Sweet Misery of Love was written by Seymour Simons, who was born January 14, 1896 in Detroit, Michigan, and who until now was not in my list of birthdays. I don't know how that happened, but he's in it now, and you can expect a Seymour Simons segment early in 2014. Before Sweet Misery of Love, it was Jerry Johnson and his orchestra and Missouri Misery. I could make some wisecrack like, have you ever been to Missouri? But I probably shouldn't. The vocalist was Dick Robertson, along with the orchestra, and although he had a lot of records credited to Dick Robertson and his orchestra, he wasn't actually a band leader, but a featured vocalist for studio bands. Issued sides from this August 22, 1934 session were released as by Jerry Johnson and his orchestra, Don Mayfield and his orchestra, and Tom Berwick and his orchestra. Missouri Misery was written by Dana Suisse, with the lyric by Yip Harburg. Dick Robertson was preceded by Cab Calloway's older sister, Blanche Calloway, and her Joy Boys, May 8, 1931, and Misery. And we began that miserable set with Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra with I Got a Misery from a Vocalion 78 waxed in Chicago on March 2, 1929. I Got a Misery was written by the trio of Larry Yohl, Jack Brown, and Billy Hill. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. As I was preparing the playlist for this show, I happened upon the first record in this set and thought, now there's a segment topic we haven't had before, that is, games. So we're going to play some musical games, beginning with playing Monopoly with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Love is worthy of sharing, it's worthy of exclusively caring for me alone. I'll be my own. Darling, I want a monopoly I'm you. Let me know that I'm a part of that sweetheart of you.
And washing, and she figured herself it wasn't right because Sam did not contribute one red cent to owed her support. So Sam and she, they got mixed up one night, and the next day she had Sam in court. The judge says, pay your wife 8 bones a week. Sam says, I'm broke. Then she began to speak. He says, if you ain't got it, brother, you better go get it, because it's your move now. So you just break up your king role and just give me the game, because I'm bound to get 8 men in a house. Yeah, you know you can't win with 4, and there's no use trying to stall. The first bad move you make, I'm going to crown you, and that's all. If you ain't got it, you just better go on and get it, because your move now. Johnson started pleading, says, oh, hon, you know I'm broke. Now, how come you act this way in the house, sweetheart? Says, what? I hope you choke. Come around here with that sweetheart stuff. Of course, that was bad nice long, long time ago. But I want to tell you one thing, that when poverty flies into the window, the love just flies on out through the door. And checkers, they's all made out of wood. And no wooden man can do me any good. So if you ain't got it, you better go get it, because it's your move now. Now there's 12 men on this jury, same as on a checkerboard. And you're going to need them all, that's you allowed. Now I don't like to bawl you, but there's time for everything, and right now is the time to wobble. Oh, Lord, save my king. And you don't protect it, I'm sure gonna jump it. And it's your move now.
A couple rounds with double two. Number 11 found excitement too.
It just happens that sometimes we don't play a particular artist for a long time, and we hadn't heard from Guy Lombardo in a while, but there he was for the second time in this one show, and again with the vocal by Brother Carmen, starting off that game segment with Monopoly from May 18, 1936. I haven't played checkers in a long time, the game that is, and this is the first time I've played checkers the record on the show. That was Burt Williams, December 2, 1919, and Checkers, It's Your Move Now. Checkers was written by Paul Rubens. No, not Pee Wee Herman, but Paul Alfred Rubens, English songwriter and librettist, born in London on April 29, 1875. He wrote lyrics and melodies for a number of musicals in the 1890s and eventually wrote songs which made their way into several Broadway shows, including The Gondola and the Girl, which was part of the score of Irene Bordoni's 1923 production Little Miss Bluebeard. As a kid, I used to play dominoes with my dad, but hadn't played in decades until recently when my friend Tom reintroduced me to the game, and now I even have a domino game on my phone, which comes in handy when waiting for the train or at the doctor's office. Anyway, Checkers was followed by Dancing Dominoes, performed there by Waring's Pennsylvanians with a vocal by the Three Girlfriends on December 14, 1929. Dancing Dominoes was written by Joe Zimmerman, who also brought us Fluffy Ruffles. We finished up with a peppy little tune, Marbles. That was Herman Waldman and his orchestra. Violinist Herman Waldman was from Texas and recorded Marbles in Dallas in October of 1929. It's actually a jazzed-up version of the sentimental ballad I Dreamt I Dwelt in Marble Halls, which is sung in Laurel and Hardy's 1936 picture The Bohemian Girl by Jacqueline Wells, but dubbed by Rosina Lawrence. While Ollie sits transfixed on her beautiful voice and even tears up, Stan blithely eats his breakfast of coffee, bread, and a soft-boiled egg that he apparently has trouble getting down. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.